Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about keep it moving. Keep the gospel moving. Mm-hmm. We're talking about tightrope. We're talking about trusting the Lord. But it comes to a certain point in time where we've got to keep it moving. So many folks get tempted to be stagnant. You know what I'm saying? You don't say stagnant. That's dangerous. You know? Which really, you're either moving forward or you're moving backward. Nothing really just stays. Mm-hmm. Everything's constantly moving. But the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ is meant to be moving, and it's meant for spreading.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a containment gospel. These are not seeds that we put in our pocket for one day. No, seeds are meant to be spread. The gospel is meant to be cast and shared and preached. And how many today are stuck trying to share the gospel to the same people in the same place,
yeah,
in the same way, getting the same results? No impact, no change.
Mm-hmm.
And in Acts chapter 13, and it just kind of goes a little bit into 14, Paul and Barnabas, they're out there sharing. They're sharing the gospel in the synagogue, and some received it and some didn't. And this is what verse 46 says. We had to speak the word of God to you first, but since you rejected it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, now we will turn to the Gentiles. See, Paul and Barnabas had no problem saying, we're going to keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep the gospel moving.
Right.
We gave you an opportunity, gave you a chance, but since they rejected it, they didn't want to get nothing to do with it. He says, now we're going to move over to the Gentiles.
Yeah, there has to be that moment when you realize after you've been speaking and sowing to the same group of people and they've said no so many times, there has to be that point when you're like, well, all right then. You can't continue to spend your time on those that are saying no while there's those dying to say yes.
Yeah.
Got to move on.
Yeah. So Paul and Barnabas did exactly just that. They didn't keep sharing with those who continued to reject the word. They kept it moving.
Mm-hmm.
And many today are sharing the gospel with the same people over and over and over who said no.
No. Try it.
They said no. And if you keep spending all of your time with those who keep saying no, you will never reach the ones who will say yes. Maybe it's your family. Maybe you've just been preaching and preaching and preaching and preaching. It's like, how many times do I got to tell you no? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's your coworkers. Maybe it's your neighbors. It's time. It's time to put the go in gospel and mm-hmm. keep it moving. You know, because the Jews rejected what was meant for them.
Yeah.
The gospel went to the Gentiles. And this is what the response was. In verse 47, he says, I have made you a light for the Gentiles that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. They were made a light to the Gentiles. In verse 48, he says, when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all who were appointed to eternal life believed.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the word spread when it got to those who wanted it.
Yeah.
They were delighted. But if you keep keeping it and the gospel contained and sharing it with people, say no, it's never going to keep spreading. It's never going to keep going. Doesn't mean that we stop praying for folks. It doesn't mean that we don't stop sharing with them at some given point in time. But you got to keep it moving. Right. You got to keep it moving. And so Paul and Barnabas, the board says, they dusted their feet. They dusted their feet and went on to Iconium.
Mm-hmm.
But even there, some of the Gentiles, they believed, and some of the Jews continued to stir it up. And the word says they poisoned their minds against Paul and Barnabas.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? You know, Paul and Barnabas, they kept it moving. They were in one synagogue. They went over to the Gentiles. They went into Iconium. And then it got serious. There was a plot to take them out.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? They found out about it and went to Lystra and Derbe and surrounding areas where they continued to preach the good news. If we're going to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ, we must keep it moving and allow God to send us to a people who are hungry.
Yeah.
And the truth is that God has made you a light for a people. When your light arrives, they will respond.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I made you a light to the Gentiles. Go to the Gentiles." But if you keep the gospel contained to a place where people don't want to hear it, they've told you 100 times or however many times they said no,
mm-hmm.
you got to get it outside there.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep it moving, because there is a people that will say yes. And there are people all over the world who are hungry for God. But you must be willing to leave the ones who said no for those who say yes. There's a great harvest of souls. There's a great harvest of souls to be reached, but it's going to take all of us to go to reach them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on VFN Radio, we talked about no preacher is coming. The whole church is coming out. You got to listen to this. The day of the one-man show is over. It's going to take the entire church to be activated and mobilized in global harvest.
Right.
We're believing for the third great awakening. And it's time for us to continue to share the gospel with those who respond. Now listen, the gospel works when it is shared and when it is received by those who hear it.
Mm-hmm.
How many times, I mean, if a doctor gives you, you could be sick and totally ill. And the doctor has a medicine. He says, "Listen, this medicine, you take it, your symptoms are going to be gone. You're going to mm-hmm. be completely healed. Mm-hmm. You're going to be good." Well, in order for that sickness to go away, you got to give them that medication, right?
Mm-hmm.
They take that medication. The medication has to be what, first dispensed, but the medication also has to be
taken,
right,
absolutely,
and ingested. I mean, how many people have you heard said, "Are you taking the medication the doctor gave you?"
Mm-hmm.
"Oh no, I'm not taking it.
I forgot."
Is there a reason? Why, do you see the correlation between your sickness and not taking the medication? Do you see the this is a clue here? There's nothing wrong with the medication. It was given. But the person that mm-hmm. it was going for didn't receive it.
Yeah.
Now, what would happen if that same medication sat in the medicine cabinet week after week after week after week after week? Person is sick, dying possibly.
Mm-hmm.
And all they had to do was reach out for the medication. The answer was right there. That medication would have been better served if it went somewhere else, who someone else who was dying mm-hmm. and sick. And someone said, "I want that. Can you give me that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me that?" Listen, the gospel has to be shared and it has to be received.
Yeah.
And we talked about yesterday that an order, you know, the gospel is only good news. It arrives.
Yeah.
If it's not too late.
Yeah. If somebody hears it.
Yeah. The gospel's only good news if it shows up on time. But mm-hmm. if it doesn't show up on time, then it's not no longer good news for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to have to see, they're going to have to face judgment day.
Right.
And it's for us to say, listen, we're going to make sure that no matter who we're sharing with, That we have the inner witness from the Lord that says, "Listen, I need to keep this moving. I need to keep sharing the gospel. I need to get outside of my comfort zone." I've shared with every member of my family, all two of them, mm-hmm. and there's all two of them. They're still okay. Maybe we can go to the neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can speak to the coworkers. I've done all that. Guess what? Go on a prayer walk.
Go across the street.
Go across the street. There you go. Go across the street. Say hi.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, they said, go on the highways, go on the byways, go out to the country lane, go everywhere. Let me tell you something. You don't know how much time you have left. You never see a U-Haul behind a hearse. The only thing that you can take with you to heaven is souls.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of people going to be showing up empty-handed. I don't want to show up empty-handed. I want to say, "Lord, by the grace of God, I got here and I brought a couple friends."
That's right.
They're all behind me. I brought the grace of God behind me. I invited some friends to the party.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to show up to heaven alone.
Yeah.
Like, son, you lived all these years on this earth and you didn't
tell anybody?
Nobody.
Yeah.
No, I just feel uncomfortable with all this evangelism talk. It's not my calling. I don't know. I mean, I don't if uncomfortable now or uncomfortable mm-hmm. in heaven, which one you want to be, but you know, I want to bring somebody. Mm-hmm. And the statistics say that the average believer won't lead a person to the mm-hmm. Lord. I think that not one person in their whole life. Listen, you can get out there and you can witness to someone, you can share someone the great news, the good news of the gospel, and don't be discouraged by those that say no. Because let me tell you, there is somebody that will say yes. And the people that say no today will probably not be the people that say no tomorrow. Keep the gospel moving. It must be shared. And remember that the gospel is only the good news if it arrives on time and it arrives right.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.